Exercise 5. Successful bartering depends on an agreement of value. In order for you to strike an effective trade with your neighbor, you both have to agree that one sheep is worth one coyote fighting weapon. If you don't agree on the sheep's value, it's going to be hard to make a trade. Bartering also depends on what economists call a double coincidence of wants. The system is most successful when you and a second person both want or need what the other has, at the same moment in time. But what if that's not the case? What if your neighbor isn't in the market for more sheep? Maybe his pressing need is a new blanket to keep his baby warm. This complicates things. In order to make the trade, you'd first have to find someone who is willing to trade a blanket for your sheep. Then, you turn around and trade the blanket for the weapon. This method of indirect trading is clumsy and more time-intensive, but it can work if everyone agrees on the value of all items involved.